Well, first of all, we'll talk about the production. The fish came in the back of the plant, in the boats, and it was unloaded on conveyors.
Okay.
Into the butchering room. And then in there, the Filipino boys, they did all the cutting, took all the gutting and the heads and put it in baskets, in big racks, according to size. The racks were used according to, some were four in a basket, some were three in a basket, some were one in a basket. They were so huge. They had to cut them in half. They were so large. Then after that was all butchered, they also saved all the liver, which was processed and put in great big 5-gallon cans, and that's where our vitamins came from, which we produced vitamin E and different types of out of the fish oil, out of the fish livers.
Did they go to a different processing?
No, that all went to the different labs. Oh. That went to a regular drug labs. You know, to a different processing plant. All of the livers were shipped to different processing plant, like pharmaceutical companies, you know, and they cooked them down and made the little pills out of them. Yeah, made them, what you see, olive oil and, the little pills, vitamin E and stuff like that. That's what they did at. And then what they did, after the fish was cooked, they put them in the cookers and cooked them for so long, after so many hours, and the fish was all cooked according to size, and then they were taken out of there after they were cooked, and overnight they stayed in there and cooled down. It was like a 24-hour cool down. Now in that tuna sandwich, there's a little hot peppers and capers.
It's just delicious.
You like
I
that?
Like the capers a lot.
Okay. I give you a good sandwich there.
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's great. I was really hungry.
Yeah. I make them every once in a while. The kids come by and want a sandwich. Oh, Grandma, what do you want? Oh, you want a tuna sandwich, Grandma. And after that, the next morning at 7 o'clock, fish comes rolling out of the butcher room into the packing room, okay, which are distributed to the woman. Every woman on the tables gets fish to clean.
So they've been gutted, they've been cooked
and cleaned. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're ready to be cleaned.
Okay.
And taking the bone out, the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're clean, they're put on conveyors. They're all clean, and they go down to the sealing machine, to the packing machines down there, and the cutting machines. We also had a machine that cut the half. That fill the cans up, and then we had the chunk can, the machine that two types of packing.
Oh,
one for the chunk.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a solid. Would you see the can?
Yeah.
The solid. That's a solid can.
So there's two different.
That's right. Two different types of machine. One for the chunk. One for the solid.
Who is sorting?
Huh?
Who is sorting the fish?
The fish all came down on the lines, and the woman that were in charge of packing the solid pack pulled the fish to the side, and the one that was chunked just kept right on going.
Oh,
the only thing that was pulled back was a solid pack. Mm-hmm. And then from there on down, after that's done, down at the end of the line, there's two women on each side looking for weight. They have a scale, pick out the cans, if there's enough water, if it's broth, sometimes we have vegetable oil and broth, and the salt all comes down automatically. If they're lightweight or something, they pick them out. Mm-hmm. They stop the machine, pick them out, and redo them again and put them back online. Mm-hmm. It's a continuous thing. They're inspected to make sure that the weight, and they pick up the can, they weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they'll pick up a can and weigh it. That's a quality control department. That's a quality control controls that for weight and water and salt and all that. Then they go straight down, and they're under a sealing machine,
okay,
and they're being packed, and they're being sealed. And after they're going down into it, there's a man at the end of the machine. This is the machine. And the man is standing there, with a great big container where all the cans are dropping in as they're
and they're filled cans, right?
That they fill completely full, and then when they do that, they're once again they're brought into retorts, another cooking process.
Retorts. And that's another cooking process.
It's a once more is another cooking process, okay. And then after that, they cool off, the 24-hour cool off, and then they're labeled.